kolla på chatten med dig. 33 till de andra på chatten med dig. 33 till att kolla på dig inte att det är chatten inte att man tar. Så till att man kollar till inte att man kollar till att det. Till att det chockar med dig. Thank you for revelation. Vad det kan man ta till sig. Så för det man hotar att det är chatten med dig till att man tar. Och de andra på tåter med chockar med dig. Thank you, Lord.
Al, would you share about how the key opened something when you got home?
Sure. I was just thinking about that. many of you don't realize we live in an 1820s, 1830s farmhouse, which was extensively remodeled 94 years ago. 96 years ago. And when Chuck gave us the key, I thought, well, that's an interesting looking key. When I got home, there are 12 doors in our house, which that key could fit. It fit into three doors, but it only locks and unlocks one door. It locks and unlocks the basement door. And so as I've been just waiting on the Lord, listening to what he might be saying about that, and we have our New York State 13 County call next Wednesday, I believe he's saying there's a new apostolic anointing coming.
Amen.
Which will enable the body of Christ to deal with the ancient issues from their past, to strengthen the righteous roots and to uproot and tear down and annul the work the enemy is trying to do through iniquitous and unrighteous roots. So, Lord, I decree for the 13 counties, you have the keys to unlock the apostolic exponential anointing for us to move forward. I say the issues from the past which have stalled and tried to kill the apostolic anointing will no longer be able to thwart your plan and your timing for the body of Christ to come to maturity and to fulfill your call and destiny for not only the 13 counties, but this nation, and bring the body of Christ to the place where the love of Christ is seen in us and people know Jesus truly is the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
I just want to add to what he just said about the basement door. You know, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
When he said the key to the basement, I felt like, you know, a lot of people have been, a lot of ministries have gone underground. And regardless of what the enemy's trying to do on with the country, I feel like he holds the key to open up the basement door, to let these ministries come back up and to not be afraid to come and resurface back up, that they don't necessarily have to go underground, that they can come out and they can be in the coming into the world again and not be in fear of their ministries. They can expand their ministry. So it's almost like a lot of ministries have gone underground and people have hidden away, but opening up that door, you open up the door of freedom for the body of Christ to come back up and express itself the way it should be expressed.
Thank you, Lord. You know, I've been in the faith chapter in Hebrews about all the men and women of faith. Rahab really hits me, but what's been working in my spirit, and I want to just ask all of you to consider it. What's your legacy right now in the spirit realm? If they had to write a faith chapter about everybody here on this Zoom, what would it say? And I'm really pressing in. And it might be just being witnessing to that shoe salesman that leads Billy Graham to Christ. I mean, you don't know what legacy, how fast it can develop in you and how fast you can participate with it when you step out. It's just a matter of stepping out, putting it out there. You don't know what God has for you down the road. I really don't know. but I don't want to miss anything that may give me the opportunity to put a legacy in place for eternity. And that's really the words that have been hitting in my head, a legacy in place for eternity. I want each one of us, our lives, to make a difference long term into the kingdom plan that God has in the earth realm. So right now, Lord, I loose a new awareness of what your long term plan is for each individual on this Zoom, that they would not miss their specific timed moment that you have for them to plant a seed that could burst forth and be here for generations. Lord, I thank you for the ability you've given so many in the scriptures for a legacy generation. Even that Phillips eunuch, people that are getting saved in Ethiopia today are fruit in his account, and he's been in glory for years, for thousands of years. What can we do? Who is God putting in your path that you can sow a seed into that will be a legacy for generations for you? So, Father, I thank you for the awareness we have. Give us the ability to see those moments and to seize those moments. Not just see them, but to seize a hold of them and grab it and run with it. And, Father, I thank you and praise you. Holy Spirit, we trust you with our future. We trust you that we won't miss these moments because you will show us and nudge us into the path that we have to be on in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and Al, when you gave that word, I heard the word abasement. Abasement. And it means the act of humility. I mean, it can mean somebody's making you humble, but it also means the action of humility, being abased. And I think Paul said he was abased in the New Testament. But I feel that also that anointing is coming for training and the release of an anointing of humility, because it's out of that humility that this true apostolic anointing is going to be able to function in the power and authority that God has for it. That's what I'm seeing, because when I think of the Apostle Paul and the apostles, you know, they were abased. They were abased, but they were the most powerful entities in the earth realm representing the kingdom of God, and they were able to reproduce that in others. So I loose that in the unlocking with that key, and I decree it will come from New York. I decree that new anointing, amen, for humility will come out of New York, Lord, where there's been such an issue even in the government with pride and arrogance, Lord, as it is all over, but it's been on TV so much there with Cuomo and all them. Lord, I decree that the opposite of that humility is going to rise up like a sweet savor from these teams in New York, Lord, and come before you and bring great joy and a great move of your Holy Spirit.
Someone else.
Sure, I think that's key moving forward. I think Micah 6:8 is a key passage to be able to move in the authority and power Holy Spirit wants to flow through the body. He has shown us what he desires of us, yeah, to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with the, yes, Lord. And the third one is the hardest one for humans to do, because it requires we have to put ourselves down,
yeah,
and let him do the work. So Lord, we say, let your anointing rest on every one of your sons and daughters in a new way. Lord, we say, let the fruit of self-control come to the forefront in your sons and daughters so you can use us in situations which will generate miracles and cause the world to see you are the only true God.
Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Joe.
I just wanted to say that, you know, also because you had the key that opened up the basement, I mean, the basement is a very critical point for the house, and it's the foundation, and you have the key to go down to the foundation, and the house rests on the foundation. And that's a very important key, because we are to be built on the rock of Christ, and he is the foundation on which we're supposed to build our ministry. And to hold the key to the basement is the foundation. It's the most important part of the house, and it's the structure that everything else gets built on. So,
amen.
Just thought I'd do that.
It's good.
Amen. Someone else.
Yeah, I heard when you before building it from the ground up. We're building from the ground up, but as we were praying in the spirit, I was hearing the word push, and I got some things, but when I was thinking about that key that opened the basement door that Chuck gave him, and the fact that his house is from the 1800s, what just came to me was the fact that if a door has been closed for a long time, it can take some pushing to actually open it up even after it's unlocked. But I got push through the resistance, push the demonic barriers erected against my will, but already are crumbling, and push and don't stop pushing until you push through.
Amen.
The Wednesday before the meetings last week, I was listening to the meeting Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And as they were praying in the spirit, I heard in the quaking and the shaking, there is a breaking. So as Chuck was ministering, especially on Thursday in Philadelphia, this is what I got. A breaking up of the fallow ground and the hard places, a breaking down of evil structures, a breaking off of the heavy burdens, a breaking out of confinement and captivity, a breaking through to victory and into glory, and a breaking into the enemy's camp to plunder and decimate.
Amen.
I just had to confirm that, and I was getting that exact same thing, April, when Joe started talking the first time. So I feel just we need to release the breaker anointing. And it's not a nice, you know, door opening gently. It's a breaking and a birthing. So, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I decree and declare all of those ministries, all of those things, all of those people, and all of those things of the kingdom, particularly in New York State, but in this nation that have been underground developing, Lord, are breaking forth. I release the breaker anointing from the book of Micah, and they will push and push and push as in the birthing of the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We had a birthing session today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Someone else.
What I was hearing when we were praying in the spirit almost immediately was go look again. And the context was out of Elijah. After receiving the word of the Lord that an abundance of rain was coming, he told his servant, he went up on the mountain to pray, but he sent his servant to look out over the coast to see any evidence or confirmation of the word that he had heard. And so the servant came back, and he had to send him seven times, basically, go look again, go look again. So I just want to encourage us, if we've heard from the Lord, but we haven't seen the manifestation, to keep looking. Father, we declare that we will have eagle eyes to see what you're seeing and see what you're saying. Father, we declare that we will continue to look until we see the manifestation in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You know, this morning in prayer, we had Adrienne had a vision of a baby being born and a massive amount of water, like a river flowing. And I know that God is changing us. He's birthing something in all of us. And we have to be just aware of what this birthing is. And Al, I think you touched on it. It's a spirit of humility to express the love of God to people. But after this prayer meeting this morning, I watched a couple of videos on Catherine Coleman. They were real old videos, but Catherine Coleman's from the Pittsburgh area where Ray and Renee are. And I always love her quote, God, I have nothing, but if you can use nothing, it's yours. Use it. And God used her mightily all over wherever she went. And so, Ray, why don't you pray that same spirit of humility that was housed in that woman in Pittsburgh gets released over the 13 colonies. Please.
Yeah, I want to preface that with something that Matt Sorger said. He had a vision years ago of Catherine Coleman at a distance, and she walked up to him face to face and said, if you love the Holy Spirit the way I love the Holy Spirit, you can have what I have.
Exactly.
So, boy, Father, I feel
that. Yeah. You want me to say that again,
John? Yeah, that was good.
Father, we thank you that you give us the love. You give us the capacity to love like Jesus loved, like Catherine Kuhlman loved. We want to love the things that you love. We want to love Holy Spirit, and we want to see Holy Spirit manifest through us with the humility, with the gentleness, but also with the power that comes forth from the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
What I saw was, I saw us as a troop. I saw this troop like a cavalry, and we were holding a sword up. And what I heard was charge. We were getting ready to run to the battle. And what I sensed that the Lord was saying, that he has equipped us. He has given us the sword, and we're not to retreat. We're to run, because he's already gone before us and equipped us, because we have the victory in the name of Jesus. And I believe it is central with what Joe was saying about the body of Christ and those that, you know, the ministries that are underground, you know, that they have been retreating. I believe in the areas and the spheres of influence where we are, the territories that we're in, those that we're connected with and that we know in the body of Christ, to encourage them not to retreat, that God has graced them, that God has equipped them, and the battle is already been won, and to war for their promises. And we just decree that and declare it, Lord. We receive it. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for it, Lord God. And you, Lord, you said every place, the sole of our foot tread, you will give that ground to us. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
I just want to say, and I'll shut up.
Sure. We believe that, don't we, guys? Don't we believe it? Go ahead, Joe.
I'm talking too much today.
Yeah.
When she first got on, I had heard the Lord say, rise and shine.
Yeah.
And,
Isaiah.
You know, and then he said, and so it was so interesting, because when Mara was going in for the most terrible operation, we were just in front of the hospital, and she was going to have this, like, unbelievable back surgery. I mean, just off the charts. And the Lord said to us, rise and shine. And it's almost like we're in a very, we're all facing a very difficult thing ahead of us. But the Lord says just the opposite, rise and shine. And so in the midst of suffering, in the midst of difficulty that looks so hard, the Lord is saying for us to rise up and shine. And so I just feel like this presence of God that's going to take us forward through whatever's coming, and we're not to look at the things that are coming. How could you go into a terrible operation and the Lord would tell you to rise and shine? It's to overcome what's about to happen, even though it's difficult, but we must rise up as the body.
Yeah, and after this Zoom, I'm going to send you the link for Cindy and Mike Jacobs' prophetic meeting that she had today. And she had Chuck Pierce on and Chris Reed, who had, you know, who just had that dream about what's coming. And it's interesting, because most of what he dreamed is in all of Chuck's books. So that's why Cindy had them on together. And I want you all to watch it if you didn't get to watch it today. But that was what they left us with, was arise and shine.
Yep.
For your light has come. And they talked about, on the Zoom YouTube thing, what they talked about was how God is going to keep his children during what is coming ahead. So I'll send out the link.
And it's on Facebook, Cindy Jacobs.
It's on Cindy Jacobs' Facebook if you go up. It's called, what's it called? Prophetic Viewpoint or something.
It'll be on there.
You can go up and find it, but I'll send it. Someone else?
So with the basement, I got in the Arise and Shine, it's interesting because there are those ministries that are called to go in the basement and go underground for a time in the future, that they will arise and shine just like on Resurrection Day. that the Lord is preparing them for such a time to be underground, be prepared to be underground, to be hidden in plain sight, that they still will arise and shine. And the biggest thing with all this is obedience. When he immediate obedience, when he tells us to do something, to do it immediately, not question it, and just be able to say, yes, Lord, I'll go down in the basement, or yes, Lord, I'll come out of the basement. So, Father, we just thank you that the Holy Spirit will convict us for instant obedience to your words in this hour, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
During prayer, I saw an elevator, and the Lord showed me how the elevator goes up or down. And mostly, people use it to go up levels. And I felt like the Lord was saying that he gives us access to go up, and he's calling us to go up higher, and he's making the way, and there's just no doubt about it that he wants us to come up higher.
So loose that, Carol.
Lord, we just thank you that you make a way, that you invite us to come up higher, mm-hmm. to be in your presence, to be spending time with you. And we just thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you have time for us and you want us to have time for you and come up higher and be with you and see your perspective, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else.
While Al was talking about the keys, the Lord said to me, the keys were strategically placed in each region that the Lord wanted them in, and that we can't be closed-minded to think it can only open one door, because one key can open many doors. And the Lord is going to release in these next couple weeks or so that the doors that we need to go and open. And the word that came out, just do it, just go and do it. So I just decree right now in Jesus' name that every key that was released, it will get used to open every door that needs to be opened. And it will, no door will be open that doesn't need to be open right now, because in Jesus' name, it is in his power and his might that we find these doors, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say something real quick about keys. We were given one a number of years ago. And it was like, okay, this is cool. This is the first time somebody gave us a key, and didn't really know what to do with it until Renee heard the Lord what we needed to start using it for. So I just declare that everyone that has a key, even if it wasn't from this 13 colony event, that the keys would be used as the Lord directs, in Jesus' name.
I wanted to mention that, L, that it sounded like if that key opens many doors, there's a master key that opens all the doors, and I want to decree that our keys are master keys that open many doors, because Abby got the key for Harrisburg, but we're believing that key is opening Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, so we stand in agreement that that's the master key to open all the doors. I wanted to mention one other thing that's so interesting, is everyone was praying in tongues. I wasn't even thinking about Ramadan. I heard someone say Ramadan as they were, that's what came out. And we know that, what was it, Friday or Saturday, Ramadan began, and there has been tremendous attacks in Israel, knife attacks, shooting, not all of it is on the news. And at some point tonight, I really feel that we need to pray and release from the U.S. prayers into Israel, mm-hmm. you know, during this time, because it's just ahead. One after another.
Well, go ahead, pray. We'll pray with you.
Right now, we just release from every state here that's represented, we just release prayers of protection and ask that the Holy Spirit would come and send and be a boundary around that nation, and that you would protect Jerusalem, and you would protect Tel Aviv and Haifa and all the cities in Jerusalem, in Israel, Lord. And I just thank you that you would surround it with your protection, that you would just cover the cities, the land, and also expose before the enemy has a chance to kill and steal and destroy. I ask that you would expose the evil and expose the evil intents. Let there be anything going on underground, anything going on in the heavens, Father, that you would expose it. And we ask it in Jesus' name, and we release that blessing into Israel now.
We loose dreams to the Muslims in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Dreams of the man in white.
That you send forth the angel armies to execute Psalms 91 over Israel, over the people, and that where gunfire may come, the angel will be there to intercept it and throw it off. We thank you, God, that you have given us the ability to call forth angel armies to go forth to protect and do your bidding. And we thank you that they're going forth now to execute Psalms 91 over Israel. And Amen. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
During prayer, I got Isaiah 52. And I just didn't really know why until now. So I'm going to declare and decree Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall be no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit. O Jerusalem, loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captain daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to sown there, and many years later, and it goes on. But now what I have here says the Lord, seeing that my people have been taken away, he's going to redeem it. So Lord, I loose the redemption that this, you can read Isaiah 52, but I believe the Lord is, that's what it's about. And so I thank you for Israel. I thank you for redemption. I thank you, Lord, that you allow us to break forth joyously. And we can sing, we can dance, and we can rejoice. And in that, in our praise and in our worship, let it be loosed like you do for us, and we do it back to them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Lord,
Isaiah 52:12 says, you will not go out as fugitives, nor go out in haste, for the Lord will go before you, and the Lord God of Israel will be your rear guard. And Lord, we decree over Israel now in this season of Ramadan, you go before them to keep them from the enemy's attack, and you follow after them to keep every Amalekite attack from the past to come against them. Lord, we say, it is the season where they will begin to understand Yeshua is the Messiah in a new way. Lord, we decree what the enemy meant for evil, you will turn around now and restore with a great awakening in Israel, the sons and daughters of Abraham as one new man.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
Well, speaking about Israel concerning the 13 colonies, out of the 13 colonies, I believe there's only 5 of those colonies that have a covenant with Israel in their states. So I encourage you to look up look that up in your states. I know New Jersey has one, but I don't have the paperwork in front of me about the other 7 that do not have some type of a covenant agreement with Israel from the state government. So please look into that, whatever state you're in. You can Google it and see what covenant relationships have been made with your state, because that's something we really need to begin to pray about for the states that do not have it.
Several years ago, Cheryl, at the HAPN meeting, John Benefield did a covenant with Israel, and every representatives from every state signed that, and that paper was sent to Israel.
Amen. Amen. But I'm talking about the state governments.
Yeah, and state governments. Yeah,
they need
that needs to be done.
Yeah,
too.
They need to make some. They need to make some type of a proclamation. Like it, Trenton, New Jersey became a sister city to Jerusalem, and you know there's a covenant. We have a covenant with that nation, but it's just something I think we need to begin to pray about, that it's fully completed on a state government level in each of the 13 colonies. I'll get that information out to you, all of you, you know, in a day or two, so that you all know what I know right now, which may not be the fullness of it, but you can look into it.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else.
Billy Brim, who is in Israel now, sent an urgent prayer request today that there was an attack going on in Tel Aviv where four are dead. At least that was at 3:30 this afternoon. And there could be a potential hostage situation.
Yeah.
Now, as we kept talking about the keys, you know, a lot of talk was about unlocking doors. But what came to me also that because keys are used to lock doors, that we would receive revelation, especially the leadership in the 13 colonies that were given these keys by Chuck, would receive strategic revelation from the Lord as how to lock doors against the enemy.
I'm telling you.
In Jesus' name.
That's right. We need to bind and loose. Bind and loose. Absolutely. Lock and unlock. Amen.
I also saw the, I often see a picture, it's almost like a dome, and I believe that is a 13 colony authority. And then I saw the individual keys from the states being in the ground. And I sensed to pray, and I'll decree that there's some that are stronger, and I think that's coming out, that there's some that are, they're activated and are locking and unlocking in the ground, but there's others within this territory that need to come to that same level of strength. So, Father, we pray for the 13 colonies, and, Lord, that there would be a unifying strength, Lord God, operating in this locking and unlocking. And, Father, even those that maybe they're not represented here, and even the declarations that we have today, Lord, we declare a new strength is coming to this eastern seaboard. We declare a new strength is coming. Lord, we declare just a new vision and an unlocking of vision, Lord God, that we would perceive the kingdom mandate, Lord God, that we would be facilitating that which you are calling us to do in this season in alignment with your kingdom mandate. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Someone else.
While we were praying in the spirit, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. While we were praying in the spirit, I saw like a huge map, and there were pathways like all over, like a roadmap type thing. And then it was like a zoom thing. It zoomed out, and then as it came down, I found myself in a wood, in these woods, and it was beautiful and it was peaceful, and there were paths going through this wooden area. And so I don't know what that meant, but I felt very much at peace and safety. And so I just want to declare that, Father, you lead us on paths of righteousness, and that you make the connections, Lord, from region to region that's needed at this time, Father. And the provision that's needed will find it on the path just when we need it, just at the right time.
Yes.
And that, you know, I listened to the thing with Chuck and Cindy this afternoon. I heard that. And I know a lot of people have a lot of anxiety. And I think if the Lord was just saying to stay in quietness and stillness, he will rescue us and he will give us words of knowledge. He will lead us by his spirit. And so it's a time that we just need to focus and stay in that abiding place on our path.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He holds the future in his hand and he holds us in his hand with it. So, Lord, we are confident in our future in you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
And Sandy, I love that verse in Psalms where it says, he sheds light upon our pathway. Like as we're going, he causes light to spring up for us on that path. So Lord, we loose your light. We loose your life on our pathway. And Lord, I thank you that the baskets are set along our pathway, like Chuck said, in Trenton and Philadelphia, Lord, for the provision along the way. So Lord, we thank you that you've got everything planned ahead of time. And as we follow you, we step in the right places at the right time in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
I just have to release this testimony because I literally just got a new job a couple hours ago by 5 o'clock today, 2.5 hours ago. It's another restaurant job. Just so people that don't know me, I work at restaurants, but I'm working on my professional career. I wasn't planning on getting a new, restaurant job or anything like that. I was planning on really focusing more on my career this month and so on. But, this other girl at the restaurant just said to me, oh, yeah, I just got a new job here. And then, I was wrestling with it. And I love the manager at the old place I'm working at. And it just, the last 3 days, I've just been going through almost like this catharsis, cathartic thing. Or just wrestling with the situation, wrestling with the Lord and everything else. But I just went on the interview and it was easy. And the guy just gave me a new job. And I know it's about the baskets of provision that Chuck has been talking about, or even, crossing the river, fording the river at the right place that Chuck was talking about on Sunday, that's what I'm living out now. So I just released that to everyone here. I just released the power of that testimony. I say new things. New jobs, new provision, new anointing, pay raises, and promotion in the kingdom. And we will discern the path, Lord. We will discern every moment, Lord, every day, what it is and where you would have us go so that we could just joyfully walk down those peaceful paths in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And it was unexpected. It was against what my mind thought, what I wanted, the way I would go. So, Lord, I also just thank you for that humility and submission Al and some of the other people were talking about in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Someone else.
Andrea and her team has come to my mind really strong in the last few minutes.
Go ahead.
Talking.
Yeah.
So I just want to release what Matt just said about new position
over them in the
name of Jesus, Lord, and by the power of his
Lord
blood
Jesus.
And declare that the door to those positions is locked to the enemy and unlocked to Andrea and her team as they tally the votes. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We plead the blood of Jesus over the tally, and we call forth a correct rendering, an honest rendering in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Open them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I was getting that too, a rending. It's a rending, not just a rendering, like you said, April, it is that, but there's a rending of the kingdom. I just loose that to all of us. I loose that to the 13 colonies and to Andrea at her school board, a rending of the status quo and what is usual in Jesus' name. And they will come as revolutionaries on that school board in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else.
I just wanted to say that, what came to mind with jobs and provision, especially in times when things are changing a lot, I remember a time when the Lord said to me, careers I see many tears. And I remember having a dream, and I was going on this path, and the path of provision was necessary for my family to keep going. And I grabbed a flashlight, but the flashlight was the company I had left. And the light went down on the path, but it wasn't enough light for us to walk and go. And I, the first thoughts was to go back to the old company, to go back to where I felt I had security. And I just feel like in this time, we can't lean upon our own understanding, and we've got to go forward. And it might not feel good, but the provision is there. And God is, knows the best provision, best path for us to go forward. And we can't go backwards. We've got to go forward, even if it is something that's not comfortable. It may not be exactly what you want, but each one of those baskets represents a provisional resource to get you from one place to the next. And God knows the path. And when I had to go through those careers, it was not comfortable. It was not, it did not feel the way I wanted it to feel, but those provisional baskets got me from one location to the next and eventually got me back where I needed to be. And I was, came out much stronger than ever, you know? So all I'm saying is that we can't lean on our own understanding. So no. I'll just pray it out. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you give us eyes to see. You give us understanding and wisdom to go forward. And no matter what we face in the days ahead, we are going to lean on you. We are going to turn our eyes to our Father in heaven. And we're going to allow you to make the decisions and give us direction on where we need to go. And the provisions that we get from these baskets will be just enough to get us to the next basket. And we will not lean on our own understanding, but we'll allow you to direct our path. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And you know, there's been some talk about provision on here, so I'm just going to share this one testimony real quick. Cheryl asked me to go through a stack of paperwork that of her dad's. And in it, I saw a life insurance policy on her mother who passed 5 years ago. And I called the number, and here this policy had never been, you know, a claim form. So now they're in the process of doing a claim on her mother's passing 5 years ago. So there's a benefit coming from that. So I just want to release any hidden provision. Anything that's been pushed to the side, anything that's been stacked forgotten. Up or forgotten, yes. Anything that's been stolen or hidden from you, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say, come to the surface now. Just like any type of mixture, the cream comes to the top. We command those provisions to come to the top now and be known and be rectified and to be turned into cash, turned into provision in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
Now we
Lord,
need.
We bind an. Can I just bind an occult spirit? An occult spirit that would cover those things in Jesus' name. Those hidden provisions, Lord. We claim Isaiah 45 with Cyrus, the hidden treasures of darkness and the secret riches, Lord, and the hidden manna in Jesus' name. And we say, occult spirit, you will not cover that. We lose revelation and discerning of that provision in Jesus' name. Amen. We bind you.
Thank you, Lord.
So we need to have, we are praying right now concerning the two upcoming meetings that we have to worship, one in D.C. and one in Charleston, South Carolina, where Judy Jackson's from. And so we're praying about that. So I want to lift that up together as the 13 colonies tonight on this Zoom. We're asking God for the timing and the direction.
And the venue.
And the venue and how to implement those meetings. You know, we've been in communication with Chuck about it, and he agreed that we need to really seek the Lord on this now for all of that. You know, the administration of all of that, when, where, how. So, Lord, we lift this up before you right now. Father, we ask as a united council of people up and down the eastern seaboard from Maine to Florida on this call tonight. And think about it. St. Augustine in Florida. I don't know, Aja, if you're on here, but...
She's on here.
You're on here. St. Augustine, Florida was the oldest city in our nation. And, you know, and then, you know, it's all important. So, Lord, we just decree today, Lord, that you would lead and guide us on this pathway that Sandy saw, Lord, that this pathway, Lord, would be created by your spirit, not by man's will. Lord, we ask that the venues, that the timing, that the worship teams, Lord, that everything that needs to be a heaven on earth, Lord, we submit to heaven on earth concerning these gatherings, Lord. We just lay it down before you. Lord, you own the map. You own the plans. You have the blueprint. And we begin tonight by crying out and saying, Lord, send it to us. Send it so we know how to move, and that these times of coming together in these territories will have the greatest impact,
yes,
of heaven in earth, on earth, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And just pray that over yourself right now, that you will have an impact,
yes,
of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
You have the dynamo in you.
Yeah.
You have Holy Spirit, the dynamic power of God, the third part of the Trinity. He dwells in you. And so, Lord, I loose the new impact coming out of each person on this Zoom, that we would have an impact into the spirit realm like we've never experienced in our life so far. Father, we haven't begun to see what you have in store for us. And Lord, open our eyes to it and let us move forward in it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, Lorraine and Chris, tell us what you're doing when you're going to this prayer. You're doing this prayer thing at the Gateway to the North.
Yeah, so we're going to go up to Quaddy Head. West Quaddy Head Light is the easternmost land piece in the United States. It's here in Washington County, mm-hmm, Maine. And the Lord told us to go to that gate, because it's a land gate. And the Lord said, go to that gate and cleanse the gate and prepare it for Passover. So we're going to take the keys along up. There's a couple there that live in the lighthouse, at the lighthouse, that we're going to anoint them and pray for them. But we feel like God just wants us to really establish that gate in a strong way, because the enemy's always trying to take the gate, and yet the Lord, you know, doesn't let it happen. And so the other thing that he said is that he will give us decrees when we get there. He will give us decrees to decree over the United States and over these 13 colonies that will begin to dig up some ground that's really been hardened. And so we just feel it's very strategic to do it before the Passover, and just to get everything in line, in order.
Amen.
The other thing we felt was that we should take communion and do communion on the land, because the Lord said the enemy cannot cross over my bloodline.
That's right. That's right.
So we feel like we really have to do communion around that land and create that bloodline.
So everybody stretch your hand to their little tile, wherever it is in your location. Father, right now we loose an anointing to sanctify that gate, to only permit in the things you want permitted in, and to keep out the things that you want to keep out. In Jesus' name, we loose that anointing on that gate. As this team goes, anoint them like never before, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, I loose the anointing of Isaac, the double portion of possessing the gates of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, I loose it to Maine. I loose it to Maine. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I believe that in addition to that being a land gate, it's also a water gate.
It's a water gate.
A water gate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's really good.
Watergate, huh?
It's an interesting play on words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to open the invitation. If anybody so feels led to come up and join us on Saturday, please just contact us and we'll be happy to see what we can do.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. Okay. We're going to meet at 4 o'clock.
And if you're not sure, just get a bullet and feel the top of it. You'll be feeling lead.
Well, this Saturday also, you remember the word that Chuck gave Dave and Ruth Bernicki, that they were the keepers of the tunnels.
Yeah.
And in their city is the Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel. And so we will be with them Saturday riding the tunnels and praying, because we're going up tomorrow. So there's going to be a lot of prayer going on Saturday with these keys that we were given.
Yeah.
Is anybody else doing anything Saturday?
I guess I can
call it. Did you want to say something, Chris?
Yes.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, when Matthew is speaking about rending, I got that the Lord is rending demonic power structures that are feeding into governmental systems and structures at every governmental level in the United States. And so,
amen.
Yeah, we decree in Jesus' name that the rending has begun.
Yes.
And that these power structures are being shattered and ripped apart and rendered totally powerless and ineffective.
And we disrupt the communications between these structures, the media, the political structures, the ones that have been coercing and coming together with a scheme against God's people. We silence that communications right now in Jesus' name, and we say turn on each other. Devour each other and go after each other in Jesus' name.
Now, isn't there a scripture where Saul tore Samuel's robe and Samuel gave the prophetic word, now the kingdom is being rent from you?
Yeah.
So we speak to the Saul structures, those false apostolic structures. We speak to them today as a united voice out of the 13 colonies, and we say, your kingdoms are being rent from you in Jesus' mighty name. And the one who is called in your place, the Davids, in Jesus' name, we loose them into the anointing to begin to reign in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Victoria, do you have anything? No. How about Basie from Philadelphia, you're new with us. Do you have something you want to pray?
Lately, I've been hearing rise up spirit. Every time I start praying in tongues and I get into that place of rest, I hear the Lord saying, rise up. But I don't know what that means exactly. You know, I don't know what God is doing. I've been looking for, there are plenty of churches in Philly, but I'm looking for the remnant. And I know a few people, but people are separated. They're going to different churches, and I've visited these different churches, but I don't feel the Holy Spirit there.
Well, command, pray now and make the decree commanding the remnant to arise in Philadelphia. We'll come into agreement with you. Command them to arise.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The highest name ever in this world, in the entire universe.
Yes.
I command and I decree that the remnant shall rise, and we will shall all commune. And I shall not feel lonely in Philadelphia.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
For your spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the tribe that you've assigned us to.
Yes.
All the people in Israel were assigned to a tribe. And Lord, you've given us a tribe. And Lord, I look at my tribe here on this Zoom tonight. And I say, each one of you will find your tribe and you'll find your associates in that tribe.
Yes.
You're going to have long distance tribal mates and close regional tribal mates. And Lord, I loose them now into the right connections, that there would be no sidetracks, there will be no good things, there will only be God things in Jesus' name.
Now, Suzanne from Virginia, how about you? Can't hear you. You got to unmute.
You got to unmute yourself.
I don't know how to tell her to do it.
Uh-oh. She knocked off her video. You're still muted.
Okay.
There you go. We there can you hear go. You. Go ahead.
Okay, good. When we were praying in the spirit, I heard the Lord say, is anything too difficult for me? And at the same time that I heard him say that, I could see in the spirit like a swirling, kind of like when you see ocean waters and the waves are swirling together. But I've also seen pictures where wind looks like that. So I'm not sure if it's the ocean waters or the wind. But I saw that when we were praying in the spirit. But in general, I've been hearing that this is a Deborah season in the spirit. And that this is also the time of breakthroughs, comebacks, no limits, start to finish. And that this is also a David season. And because I get strong in my spirit, that come next year is a Moses season. But anyhow, so you can judge it however you want to judge it. But that's what's been coming to me.
Well, make decrees. Make a couple decrees out of that.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree with you, Lord, that nothing is too difficult
That's
for
right.
you, Lord. Father God, we thank you that you are the power above every wind and storm, every roar of the ocean, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you are above it all, Father God. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you that we arise as a Deborah company, Lord, that we arise and we make the decrees, Father God, that are written in heaven, Father God, and we release them here on earth, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that the remnant would speak forth, Lord, that they would find the Deborah voice within them, the God, that you have placed within them, Jesus, that we would obey, Father God, and release your sound, Father God. And we just thank you, Jesus, and that we would be like David, who, Lord, there is nothing. He agreed with you. There is nothing too difficult for you, that he overcame the Jebusites and the others, Lord, that he did not, he was not in fear, God. And we just thank you that you give us the power for the strength, Father. Your Holy Spirit empowers us, God. And so we decree that over the body of Christ, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And we thank you for that, your deliverance that is in the land, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'm sensing there's a lot of Deborahs on this Zoom. So right now, I loose that Deborah anointing. You might want to go out and get some big spikes because you're going to find Sisera's to put them through. Lord, I thank you for the Deborahs in our lifetime. Deborah Davis down there in North Carolina. I thank you for the Deborahs and Deborah McElhenney. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, let them be the ones that get rid of the enemies that you put in front of them. Give them a little tea, make them feel comfortable, then drive them out of the land. Lord, I thank you for how specific and clear-cut that was in Jesus' name.
Debbie Davis, do you have something? Debbie Davis?
Well, I'll tell you what I saw, but I have no interpretation whatsoever.
It's okay.
I saw a purple crown, like crayon, and an orange crayon, and they were making an X, and I just heard X marks the spot, and I feel like the Lord's going to be making it real clear, places, territories, regions, spots, that he is marking strategically. But I don't know what orange means. I kind of have a clue. Purple, I think, is His Majesty and Kingdom. But I don't know why orange.
I think it's worship.
Worship?
I think it represents worship.
But that's what I saw, was that X, and heard X marks the spot, and it was a purple crayon and an orange crayon.
And I'm going to say that that's probably right now on this Zoom represents the gate in Maine that we've been praying about. God has marked that for you guys to go there and deal with that. And I thank you that when you go, you will worship over there, you will take communion, and you will sanctify that gate. And nothing will pass through there that's not supposed to. And everything that's been held back will flood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Lord, I just want to decree that you are making it clear that you are marking the spot strategically. Yeah. You will not cause a misstep or an unseen path. That you will mark the way and it will be lit up for your purpose and your plans. We thank you for where you are placing your exes and saying this spot, God, come in, come in. And Lord, we thank you for the connection between heaven and earth. We thank you for portals, open heavens on these spots. Lord, I loose this over this main initiative, an open heaven, God, an open heaven, and that they will literally see and feel heaven touching earth and earth touching heaven as they go on Saturday in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else?
I just wanted to ask, I thought you had mentioned you were going to the tunnels on Saturday.
Yes.
And I just want to bring to remembrance the people who built the tunnels. My grandfather was an Italian immigrant, and he helped build the Holland Tunnel. And later in his life, he had emphysema because he had spent so many months under the water building the Holland Tunnel in his earlier life. And so, you know, as you remember the purposes and places and the historical things, let's also remember the people who went before us and made the tunnels possible.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You getting something?
No.
Anyone else? We're getting near the twilight hour, so,
yeah, so
we don't want to keep you too long.
I'm glad.
Read this.
Oh, go ahead.
You want to go first?
I was just going to say, I've got Barbie Breathitt's book here, and she says orange means perseverance or a powerful force in the positive section of it. The negative means stubbornness, rebellion, that type of thing. But I think it was a good thing that you saw.
Go ahead, April.
Go ahead, April.
Just real quick, I just want to read this scripture that came forth from Interpretation of Tongues at Prayer Mountain. It's Numbers 10. Nine and 10. When you go to war in your land against the enemy that attacks you, then sound an alarm with the trumpet so that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of rejoicing and in your appointed feasts, and at the beginnings of your months, you shall sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, and they shall be as a reminder of you before your God. I am the Lord your God.
Amen.
Speaking of deliverance as you do these prayer things.
Amen. Okay, well, we're gonna let everybody else go.
Matt's got one more thing. You're the closing statement, Matt.
I get it. I'm sorry. The X marks the spot too, though. It's like a treasure map. I just feel the Lord is saying that to me. And it's not just, I mean, it is for Maine, but it's also for us individually.
Absolutely.
In our lives, that we just have to have fun. It's like a treasure hunt, you know, and we're going gently and easily down that path. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I throw off the yoke of depression, the yoke of anxiety, Lord God. We will not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we will just have fun going through life, even in the midst of all this, any turmoil in this next upcoming season. And Lord, we will rise above. And even when I got that job, it was an oceanfront restaurant, and the ocean was angry today, but the manager was so happy. And I was happy. So we will just rise above in joy in that treasure hunt, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know,
can I add one thing to that? One more verse.
Yes.
It,
It's Psalm 19, 7 through 10 in the Message Bible. And when you say X marks the spot, the revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy.
Amen.
The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee.
Amen.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen. And Debbie, I think, wait, Joe. Debbie, wait a second, Joe. Debbie, I think also X marks the spot goes along with Sandy's vision of the map. That map. Remember, she saw it looked like a map. And I do feel like we're asking God, all of us, we're asking God, what's our destination? Where do you want us to be? Even for these meetings for DC and Charleston, just to name two things. But each of us individually, and then each of our colonies have things that we're asking God for. And I believe he's showing us the map and that we're going to see how X marks the spot as we worship him as king and that we persevere in our assignments. You know, if we take the meanings of that purple and orange and group those two visions together that both of you had, that's just my thought on it. But I feel like God is encouraging us right now, you know, that we'll have provision along the way, like Joseph said, Joe said from Connecticut, and everything we've all said tonight. And I loose that over each of us. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we will walk in the fullness of joy, in all of this, in your mighty name. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I would pray in the spirit sometimes, and the Lord would say orange. And so orange represents the prophetic ministry. And so X marks the spot for where the power of God wants to move.
Yeah, I agree. And
so orange represents power and prophetic ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, this is good to cross. Go ahead, Betsy.
I also feel like I was getting the sense too that another meeting of the crossing of the colors there, where orange would maybe mean, you know, rebellion or whatever, just like at Passover, the one true living God confronted the rebellion the demonic gods of Egypt.
That's true.
And so we just declare that God is confronting those demonic gods, those false gods of Egypt, and he will be seen for who he is, that he is the one true living God, and he will bring defeat to every entity that opposes him. We declare it, we call forth the fullness of God's purposes, and we say we will prevail as his people in the midst of that. And even in the midst of famine, where any of there is, we will reap a hundredfold, even as Jacob did.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we say we are your children. You are our God. You are the one true living God. And you will stand on the earth as victor. And we will stand with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, this has been great. I love cross-pollinating from Maine to Florida. Lord, we thank you for the ability we have to intermingle, to midrash, to throw things out there and watch how other people already accentuate it. I mean, what we've been doing tonight, we've been bouncing things off each other, and other people have been getting revelation and meeting. I love that, Lord. Thank you for revelation coming in a group setting in Jesus' name. Be blessed, everybody.